Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
You know, when I was a kid, I had a teacher in school that kind of made an impression on me. One of them, you've heard this many times before, John and Patty and mm-hmm. Sue, and that is, find something you love to do and pursue that as an occupation, and you'll always be happy.
You'll never feel like you're working.
Right. That was the sum of it. And it's funny because I never wanted to do any other thing. Well, since once I got to like 17, because mm-hmm. I realized I wasn't going to be a professional football player.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going to be a professional baseball player because I love sports.
Right.
And then I found music at an early age, and that was always a part of my life. And to this day, I run into people who have listened to us
mm-hmm.
for quite some time.
Yes. Like decades.
I ran into this. People would tell you we were part of their childhood.
Mm-hmm.
The show, they would listen to us on the way to school with their parents. And now they continue to listen while driving their kids to school.
I remember people, I still have people that come up to me and say, I remember the day you had your first child. Yeah. You had Jake, and I was in the car. I had to pull over. I was in tears. It was so exciting. I was on Z100 at the time, and Elvis got on the phone with me and talked to me from the hospital bed. So, yeah, it is. You've shared your life, Scott. And
sometimes you forget about the impact and the people who have been on this road and this experience with us. And
mm-hmm.
it's refreshing, but it's a little scary. You know, I used to listen when riding to school with my mom or my dad.
When I was four, now I'm 90.
Now I take,
wait a second.
Now I take my kids to school and we listen to
right,
you.
Right, right.
Anyway, it's I don't know. It's almost spiritual.
It.
It's almost
it
spiritual. How lucky we are to be on the radio and still working.
In this incredible city for this long, it's really beautiful.
Brad Blank's caught up with a former New Kid on the Block talking about Donnie Wahlberg. Where did it happen? Where did you stalk him?
It was at Variety's Salute to Service luncheon presented by History. This was the amazing lunch where celebrities were honored by the military for their service they do with the USO and supporting veterans. So it was an amazing day out. And as you'll hear in this interview, Donnie was a little bit taken that he's getting an award given to him by veterans in the military.
Donnie Wahlberg with Brad.
Donnie, a show like this where you come in here and you're around veterans and the USO and you're being honored, how's that go for you emotionally?
You know what happens is someone tells you you're going to get an award for acting and you're like, oh my God, yeah! You're like, this is cool. And then you realize, you know, you're getting it from service people who actually dodge real bullets and put their lives on the line while I just pretend to do it. So there's a little come down and feeling of guilt after the initial rush. To have somebody stop me on an airplane or say, hey, you know, me and my dad, who's a veteran, watched Band of Brothers 10 times, and you guys did it right. You know, that's the highest praise.
And on Blue Bloods, this show keeps going.
We just all hang on Tom Selleck's broad back.
I'm on yours.
And keep going. It's like, keep going, Dad. Go.
You own Friday night.
They tried to bury us. We were lucky, actually, because the economy crashed, if you recall, right around the time Blue Bloods started. So nobody was going out on Fridays. So it just, boom, TV shifted, right?
And I would have thought Tom Selleck's mustache would have been a better thing to hold on to than his shoulders.
No, we don't touch the mustache.
You don't touch it? Have you ever tried to touch it?
No. But Tom Selleck, having worked with him for 10 years, I can tell you, I can honestly tell you, he's so much more than a mustache.
Yeah, no, there you go. Tom Selleck is so much more than...
So much more than a mustache.
Than a mustache. Donnie, you're a legend. Thank you. Good guy.
Both he and his brother do a lot of work for veterans. Yeah, like they're really wonderful guys when it comes to that. Their dad was a vet, and so, my heart goes out to him. I think he's really terrific.
You know,
and I love that you were there.
When I first started watching Tom Selleck, he had this other show, Magnum P.I.
this other show.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
But you know, it's funny because he used to wear this baseball hat because he had this guy that flew him around a helicopter. Right? But he wore a baseball hat. And he was a fan of the Detroit Tigers.
That's right.
And I was trying to figure out, I never have had this question answered, but I wonder if it's just a character or he really is a fan.
Or if he is a fan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
That was a really good show, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that show cost him Indiana Jones. Because Spielberg wanted him to be Indiana Jones, but they wouldn't let him out of Magnum P.I.
Yeah, I wonder if he regrets that or no regrets.
He's not. He's doing fine.
Yeah, that because that would have put him into the movies in a more...
Yeah, he'd only be worth $90 million instead of $100 million.
Scott, you know what's crazy? You put that question out into the universe. Everyone in Blue Bloods listens to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a...
Yo, I don't know if everyone listens to us, but
everyone.
The showrunner does.
It's mandated.
Tom Selleck was born in Detroit.
So
maybe
there's a connection right there, see?
Scott, did you want to be Magnum P.I. around 1981?
I didn't want to be Magnum.
No, yeah, it's not Miami Vice.
You remember, does anybody remember his sidekick's name? He had
a
short guy, little guy.
Curly hair.
Yeah. And he had the black guy he flew the helicopter, didn't he? Was the guy that flew the helicopter?
So. I think so. Yeah. I don't remember.
Don't remember?
I remember the show. I just don't remember the different
that show.
Roles.
He was cool.
By the way, yes, he's a huge Detroit Tigers fan, Tom Selleck.
Obviously, so that's what that was.
Yeah.
8:41 on your big show at CBS FM. Let me see who else was on that. Let's see here. Sidekick.
Dano?
Oh, no. John Hillerman? No, that's not
Yeah,
him.
John Hillerman was the sidekick.
But he had another guy on there, too.
Was it Dano?
Might have been Dano.
Welcome, Dano.
What's Dano's real name?
That's Hawaii Five-0.
Whoops.
You got the right island, wrong
told
show.
I didn't know anything about it.
Side.
But that didn't stop you from jumping in, does
you
it?
You betcha not, buddy.
It's all Hawaii.
That's my girl. I don't know anything about it, but I don't know anything about
it. Am I going to get assassinated?
Let me tell you about it. There's about a jillion people calling to tell me that guy's name right now.
Yeah.
I'll let you do a quick traffic check while Dino, checks the line.
All right. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.